In the case where we wash it out, where we use it for Shchita without rinsing it over. So that means when that Zakin was used in Shechting in Eve, it had the end of the Shamunis of Eifel and Turkis. And it was used on the base of Shchita. So that should be Mavriya. After all, we passed like Rav, not like Rav Achone. So why does he say, Vimshochat Meilu Yadoche, Yadia Mizashim? So that kashi is raised by the mashal. The mashal is chelik ha'itur, and that kashi is raised by the bach, and by the tatz, and by the shach, and by everyone. But we are not going to discuss it now because it's late. So for next time you should go over. I mean, I went over the basic shittas, but in order to know it, so you should go over the chidushi arashba. The Chidushi HaRashbo, Dafches, how he explains the Rashi, and also go over very carefully the Ram and the Reed, that if you got it, they are in Chum. And then, next time, we are not going, we haven't seen a Yud, but we should cover the whole Sin and Yud with the Mechaber and Ramon and the Shachar. It's very important. Simen. Every Shachar, every Taz, is very good.
February 25th, 1981. Kaf Aleph Adar Rishon Hashanah Tafsh and Mem Aleph Liayin.
In the Tur, not in the Mechaber and Ramon yet. But I just want to go over briefly the two shittas in Rashi. It's a question of Gersois, because it seems that the Ram had a different Gersois in Rashi from the one we have. So, now, the Rashbo shittah itself is to be distinguished from what the Rashbo says in Rashi. Because according to the Rashbo, so the Gemara, when Gemara says that Ches, Gemara says that Ches on the base. So we have two machlekes. One machlekes is between Rav and Rabbi Barachon. Sheikhin b'sakin shorin b'kichot. Sheikhin b'sakin shorin b'kichot. So Rav says Kiri, and Rabbi Barachon says Madia. Then we have a machlekes between Rav Ach and Rabine. Sakin Treipo, so in order to shecht it, to use it in shechting the Hid of Sheiro, so Rabache says it requires Agon Bechamim, and Rabine says only Bitzelen is required. So, and we pasken, we more pasken for Rabine. Vihilche say Apiru Bitzelen. Now, so Rashi now, all the Sheinim except for the Rif and the Rambam, pasken the first Machlekes, like Rav, that came. Some Rishonim paskin b'tiras vada like Rav, and Rashi paskin b'tiras sofi, because we get the Reis Lachomer. But the fact is that even Rashi paskins like Rav, the Torah came, the Torah quit. Now, then, but in the other machlokes between Ravach and Rabine, so the Gemara itself paskins like Rabine, that only we think. The question is, isn't there a stira? Malachia, if we pass in like Rav Kelei, so we should pass in like Rav Ache by Zaken Shotreipo. This is the question that all the Rishonim has. So, Rashi says, now let's see the Roshon in Rashi here. Let's see the Roshon in Rashi here. So Rashi says like this. Tzeile, Kleima, the Rabbine says, then be Tzeile. No, I mean that, the Bitzel Kosova Bisa Shrit Tzel Yoribola Asaki Yoroi Nisham. So Rashi says that the reason is why Rabbine says the Tzaki shall pray for all you require is to rinse it in cold water. You don't have to make a gole because he holds Bisa Shrit Tzel, and even though there is Duchi Bisa Kine, still the Tzaki it's not hot enough to be Belaya. So it's not even Belaya. Rashi says so in so many words. Because some of these Ashkitet Seinen, when with Bola Hasaki, the Lui is Hami. So it's not even Belaya. Then Bihilchas Seafilit Seinen, we got Misaki Shalhetia, who the Posakilchas Seletere. The way it's a big way is we caution who we lay out. What do you mean, Saki Shoyata? That means, the Saki was the regular Saki of Shrite, but he was Sheikhet one Behime, and accidentally he turned out to be a Trebe. So, in Mele, it's a Saki Shoyata. But there are Hakoye Baum, it was Sheikhet, it was used, and it became more Trebe. So since the Sakin Yisakin Shalheter who deposa Akilchas Aleteire do not need to be for Yezu because who deploya El Al Yivere Piche Abel Gabi Sakin Yisur Eshlim Kichomi is the Kluk to the Lee or Lee Posak the more it doesn't pass Mifni Shasak so may we pass me Chuda like Ha Mifni Shasak in Asuro ve Agos Arach Lilea so in other words the So according to Rashi, the machlokes between Rabbah and Rabbine is, Rabbah holds that even the Saki, that is sturdy and tough and hard, is capable of absorbing the minute particles of Shamunes of Trefo through the Chemes Ashrit. Whether it's the Chemes Ashrit himself, or the combination of Chemes Ashrit and Chemes Ashrit, doesn't make any difference. That's Rabbah. And Rabbine says no. Rabbine says that Isaki, that is something sturdy and hard and tough, cannot absorb through the Chemes Ashrit. In other words, only Ritzeach Mamesh is capable of being Madriya into something that is hard and sturdy, like Isaki. But, so that's what the way we pass, like Rabbine. But, at the same time, we can pass for like Ra, that Kelly. Why? But we pass for like Rabine, that Chemes Ashrit is not sufficiently hard to be Mabriya, it's not sufficiently hard to be Mabriya into something sturdy and hard. But it is sufficiently hard to be Mabriya into something that is relatively soft, like the boss of Chemes Ashrit. This is what Rashi says. Now then Rashi says something else. Then Gemara asked the Kashi, Uman Doma Bechami, my time is in Kebola in Sure, the Tera Namu Bola even Machai. So Gemara says, Amos Bola, Mechaime, when it becomes heated up. Amos Kochaime, when does it become heated up? Warm? Vechigabre Shrite, Vechigabre Shrite, when it's hot, it's already Mutter, so there is no Yisar in Machai. When is the Tosa Mitzadim Nachai? Before the Gemara Shchit. Before the Gemara Shchit, it's completely cold. When does it become moderately hot? At the Gemara Shchit, it's not even Nachai anymore. So let's see what Rashi says. Mishum Nikabola. So, Uman Doma Becham, my time is Mishum Nikabola, because that Mandoma, Havache holds, that Chemes Ashrit is sufficient to be Madriya into something that is sturdy and hard. Like Isaki, we should be Kabbalah Shamim and the Trepe, Avala Briya's Dam Lui Chayesh, Shasaki Koshen, Vein Dam Nibla Boy, Elo Shamim Es Shi Niblas, Bein Birach, Bein Bikoshen. So in other words, Rashi was bothered by certain Kashi. Even Rabache is the Machmir, we don't even pass like Rabache, we pass like Rabine. But even Rabache the Machmir only answers the Sakin Shal Shrite if it was used on the Behemot Treifo. But if it wasn't used on the Behemot Treifo, on the Behemot Sheiro, then it doesn't say, Rabache doesn't say, that every time you shech one Behemot, before you are able to use the same Sakin on another Behemot, you have to make a bubble. No one says that. So the question is, why not? Monash. Rabach obviously holds that the Chemes Ashrit is sufficiently hot to be Mabriya into the sturdy Sakin. So why does he say only if the Sakin Shal Shrit was used and the Behemot Treifo once, then we require Hagore. Even if it was used once and the Hibok Sheiro, before we use it again, we should be Magalit, because just as it is capable of being Bileya, Shamun Esrebo, it should be capable of being Bileya Dam. So every time we share one Behemoth, before we are allowed to use the same Sakin and the second Behemoth, we should be Magalit according to Rabach. That's the Kashi, the disturbed Rashi. So Rashi says, אבל הבריאס דם לא יחייש שהסכין כושר ואין דם נברבן אלא שהמודס שהוא נבלס בין ברר בין בקושר. So in other words, Rashi says that if Ravache only holds that Chimis Ashrita is sufficient to be Mabriya Shamunes Reifo into the third Isaki, but not to be Mabriya Dam. Why? Because since it's hard and the behemoth is told if they dam, so in other words, it doesn't even mention told if they dam. In other words, shamunes is something that sticks more readily than dam. Shamunes treifo. So shamunes treifo can be nivra because it's more viscous and it's more sticky. Mashainke, dam is not so sticky as a shamun estreifo. So mele, it can only be nivra, chisi agom, but not through the chindis ashmi. This is what Rashi says. Now, so the Rashbo says, but then this Rashi, so then according to Rashi's pshat here, so this Gemara is in direct conflict with the Gemara Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, because the Gemara Daf Kuf Yud Aleph says that Kuf Yud Aleph from the base, the fifth line from the top, Omar Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel Sakin Sheshochad Bo Oso Lachter Bo Reseya Tzeinen Amre Lo Bayadoche VeAmre Lo Loi Bayadoche. So what does Rashi say? Sakin sheshochad bo, either the bisa shchita reseach, bileya hasakin min adam, v'osea lachter bo reseach, mipnei shechezer upelete. Shechezer upelete. So Rashi says that if sakin shol shchita shol behim mokshiru, so if you use it in covering, let's say a hot apple, So the dam that is belua in the sakin is nifled from the interior of the sakin and it becomes absorbed by the hatepo. That's what Rashi says. Bilei asakin, I didn't be sashrita riseya, bilei asakin in a dam, we also lachter bo, riseya, we pishachitza obel. So the Rashi says, this is the tamsis of the Rashba's Pshat and Rashi, that according to Rashi, Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel is chili on our Gemara. In our Gemara we have the machlekes between Rav Bach and Rav Vipine as to whether Chimbis Ashrite is considered sufficiently hot to be Mavliya Shamun Esreifo into the 30 second. So we don't even pass like Rav Bach. We pass like Rabine that the sturdy sakin cannot be belaya through the shamun estreifo through chim zashrit. But at least Rabache, he holds that it can. And it can. Mashein came. But even Rabache, Rashi says that chaz is made it, that only shamun estreifo, which is very sticky, can be nivra into the sturdy sakin to the chemis ashtite. But dam, which is not sticky, cannot be nivra, even according to Rabache. Ala haskamo vechamo according to Rabine, certainly not. And here, Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel says that even the dam, the non-sticky dam can be nivra into the sturdy sakin to chemis ashtite. So in other words, so we really have three mandomas. So the Rashi says that we really have three mandomas. The biggest machmir is Rav Nachman Mashmur, and he holds that chayim is ashpitei sufficiently hot to be mavriya even the non-sticky down into the sakin shoshvim. That's, he is the biggest machmir. Then the second biggest machmir is Rav Acha, and he says the non-sticky dam cannot be nivra to the chayim is ashpitei. Only through riteya gomo it can be nivra into the sturdy sakin. But Shamil is straightforward that he's speaking, so that can be divided on Ravache into the Sturdy Sakin. And Rabineh, we pass for Rabineh, he says that even the Shamunis Trefor, which is non-speaking, cannot be divided to the Chemisashvik. Cannot be divided to the Chemisashvik. And we pass for Rabineh. And then we have another machlokes between Rav and Rav of Achone as to whether Yidvarisea can be nivra into the relatively soft boso beis hashvit. So over there we pass the chumra lechad, but we pass the, like Rabine, that into the sturdy sakin even a non-sticky substance cannot be nivra. Allah has kamo v'chamo is even a sticky substance like Shamunis Trevo cannot be Nivra. Allah has come with Hamo, a non-sticky substance like Dam, certainly not. And Ramachna Mashmuel holds that even Dam can be Nivra in the third sack. So we have three mandolas. And of course we can pass for Ramachna Mashmuel because we never pass it like Rabine. So certainly we couldn't pass it like Ramachna Mashmuel. This is the tamtzis, the gist of Rashi Shite according to Rashi. And according to the Gilsa that we have to say like Rashi. We have to say like Rashi. But then the Rashi himself, he says, no, there is no machlekes between the Gemara Daf Kuf Yud Aleph and the Gemara Daf Ches on the Beis. There is no machlekes. He says as follows, that according to Rav Acha, so it can be, he says, according to Rav Acha, so Zakin Shel Trefo requires a golet before it can be used and in Shchitas Behim of Shehu. Why? Because if you're not magolet, even though you rinsed it 1,000 times in cold water, so the rinsing in cold water can only remove the bed that adheres to the surface of the sakin. But it cannot extract a beruah from the interior of the sakin, and not even from the clippers of sakin. Can rinsing in cold water remove? Only a golet. So maybe if you're not magolet, so the mele, the shamunis repo was nivra into the zakin, and then when you use it on the behemo shero, even though you rinsed it in its spotless clean, so then the chedes hashchite will extract the belua from the interior, from the clip, not the very interior, but from the clipe of the sakin, and it will be mavriya into the other behemo, the behemo ksheo. So it's just, and Rabine says no. So what does Rabine say no? Rabine is made that chibis ashritet combined with duch and sakine is capable not only of being mavriya into the soft bosom with ashritet, but it's even capable. Or Rabbi is made that Chib is Ashkite together with Duch is Akine is capable of being Mabriya into the sturdy Saki, but it's not capable of being Mafrit from the sturdy Saki. Whereas Rabache holds that not only is it capable Chib is Ashkite to be Mabriya into the sturdy Saki, but it's also capable of being Mafrit from the sturdy Saki. That's why if you didn't make a golet, in the sacking of Eivo. So then, and you shech another behemo, so the behemo becomes osel. Because the first time when the sacking was used on the name of Eivo, so the sacking was Belea, Shamin is Eivo. Then the second time, even though you use a clean sacking, so the chemis ashrike of the behemo ksheiro will be mafrit, will extract the belua of the shaminis of Eivo and be mafriya into the behemo ksheiro. So it is osel. But that's Rabacher. Rabbeinu says, true, it is capable of being Mavuya, even into the sturdy Saki, but it's incapable of being Mafrit from the sturdy Saki. So according to the Rashbo, it requires more heat, a greater degree of heat, to be Mafrit than to be Mavuya. That's the Yisod, the basic principle expressed by the Rashbo, that it requires more heat to be Mafrit tend to be Mavuya. Because according to Rabbeinu, and we pass like that, so Chemis Ashrite is capable of being Mavuya into the service Aki, but not to be Mavuya. So in Meile, there is no spirit between the Gemara Daf Kuf Yud Aleph and the Gemara Daf Ches, because Rabbeinu, the Meikir, can agree with Rav Nachman of Ashmuel's Din, because Chemis Ashrite is capable of being Mavuya into the sturdy Saki, not only sticky substance like Shalimis Reifo, but even a non-sticky substance like blood, like dam. So, can be Nivra through the Chemis Ashrite. But the reason is why Rabbeinu says that you don't have to be Magi or the Saki of Reifo, because even without Agore, there is no risk in using the Saki that has a Belua of Reifo in it. True, it has a belua, but that will not be extracted, so it doesn't matter. So as long as you rinse it in cold water and you make it clean, so then there is nothing to worry about, because the belua, the train for the belua, will not come out through the chemis hashkite. But nivra it was. So mele, if you take the sakin shel shkita, even though you rinse it, and it's spotless clean, but it was Mavuya dam. The Chemis Ashrita was Mavuya dam into the sturdy Saki, because Havloya does not require the degree of heat as Haflot. So the Mele, that Saki Shal Shrita has a Gliya in its interior of dam. Then you cut a hot apple that is Mamish Reseyach. So the Reseyach of the apple is certainly capable of extracting the belua of the dam. So then it will be nivra in the hot apple. So the hot apple becomes osel. So there is no mistake. This is the sheet of the Rashi. Now the Ram apparently was not. Now in this Gemara that the Fyodale, this Gemara Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, Omer Rav Nachman bar Shmuel, Sakin Sheshochet Bo, Oso Lachter Bo Riseach, Tzeinim Amro Lo Baya Adochet, Amro Lo Baya Adochet. So all the Rishayim, except for Rashi, so they all explain that when Shmuel says, Tzeinim Amro Lo Baya Adochet, Amro Lo Baya Adochet, so first of all, the Rishayim by all Rishayim is Baya, not boye. Now, in Aramaic grammar, so baye is feminine, boye is special. Now, all the Rishayim's gil say is amrelo bayo. So, the Agoye Sabach, he says amrelo boye hadoche. You know, the Bach was a great midaktik, baldikduk. Not only was he a big baldikduk, but he was midaktik in dikduk. I mean, in many times, he makes a correction in Gemara in order to fit the cloning of dikduk in Aramaic. I mean, as a matter of fact, even the cloning of dikduk in Rosh Hashanah, so many saying that there are no cloning. I mean, the whole thing with the question of dikduk is a controversial matter. I mean, whether there are calling, according to many valid dikduk, there are no calling of dikduk. But anyway, the Bach was a big Baldiduk, and there was a big Midagdik in him. So most of the Hagoyas of the Bach are grounded in him. So here, the girls in our text is, Amrelo Bayo Hadochen. And the Bach says, no, Boyadoche. Who is Geiris Boyadoche? Rashi is Geiris Boyadoche. You'll see in Rashi's text, Boyadoche. But when you see the Rishonim, I don't know why the Bach was Magia on the basis of Rashi's Geirse, when all the other Rishonim are Masik against Rashi on the basis of the fact that the right Geirse is Bayo, not Boy. Bayo is feminine in Aramaic, and Boy is masculine. So in other words, Saki is feminine. Now the question is, when he says, Tzemel, Amrelo, Boy Adoche, Bay Adoche, what is it a reference to? Does Shmuel have reference to the Saki? If Shmuel has reference to the Saki, Saki is feminine. So in Mele we have to say that Bayo, the Sakin requires Adoche. If Shmuel has reference to the Eichel, let's say to the Ago, that's masculine. So then we are Geirei's Boy. So the Rashbo, the Ritvo, the Ram, they say they are Masik on Rashi. Because according to Rashi, it means Tzenei, Amrelo Boy Adoche, the Amrelo Loi Boy Adoche, that means if you have a Sakin Shoshri, and then you took that Sakin Shoshri and you cut a cold apple with it, without rinsing the Sakin first. The Sakin with the blood, the dry blood adhering to the surface of the Sakin, was used in cutting a cold apple. This is how Rashi explained the Gemara. So, Amrelo Boy Adoche, you cannot eat the cold apple just like this. You have to put it under the faucet and rinse up. Why? Because since you use the sakin in cutting a cold apple without rinsing the sakin first, so some drops of the of down from the surface of the sakin were, as a result of the cutting, was transferred to the surface of the apple. Now if you are going to eat the apple just like this, without rinsing it, you will, together with the apple, you'll also be swallowing some droplets of blood, and that's awesome. So maybe you have to rinse, wash off the apple, the cold apple. And then, the apple by Adoche. Why? Because blood will drip off by itself. You don't even have to rinse. This is how Rashi explains it. So Rashi was Geiris Boy, but the Rashbo and the Ritvo and the Ram, they were Geiris Bayo. Bayo in Aramaic is feminine. So it means that Bayo Hadoche, the Sakin, requires a rinsing, a thorough rinsing, before you can use the Sakin in cutting the cold apple. V'amroloi Bayo. Now, so it is sure. Everybody agrees that according to Rashi, when Shmuel says, Tzeinen Amrelo Boy Adoche, the Amrelo Loi Boy Adoche, it means that Shmuel has referenced the case where the person used the unclean Saki, the unrinsed Saki Shoshkito, in cutting the cold apple, and then the Shari is, Dr. Mishene is, whether he can eat the cold apple without rinsing it, or he has to wash it off before he's allowed to eat the cold apple. Alright, now, what's the pshat according to Rashi? The first, the ratio of Shmuel's number, that's the savior of Shmuel's number, but the ratio of Shmuel's number, Sakin Sheshochat Bo, Oso Lach Per Bo Riseach. So, according to Rashi's Gersi, Sakin Sheshochat Bo, Aide de Bezashrite, Reseach, Bileya Hasakin in Adam, Vi Osel Achtirbo, Reseach with Mishachidor Pelvin. According to the text of Rashi, here, and this is the text that the Rashbo has, So Rashi applies Shmuel's, the ratio of Shmuel's memory, if Shmuel's memory, to Isaki that was with, but it wasn't Niga. No Hagore was realizing Isaki, but with it was. So Mele, the Behem of Dan was washed off from the Saki, but no Hagore, it wasn't dumped in boiling water. So Shmuel says, even though the sacking was rinsed, still, if you want magyom the sacking, you're not allowed to cut a hadapu with it. Why? Because the sacking, through the shchite, through the rinsed shchite, absorbed that. Now, you rinsed it, so it has no bear. But it has a blue of down, it has a blue of down. Now, if you are going to use that sake in cutting a hot apple, so the chaim of the apple will extract the blue of down and the mavliya it into the apple. So it's awesome. Apparently, the Ran did not have the gilsi. The Ran did not have the gilsi of either the bisashchite reseach. Bereya asaki min adam, v'yoso lach tir bo riseach mitin shachiz orgen. He didn't have that gilsi. I don't know what he had in Rashi. Maybe there was nothing in the Rashi on that. But he wasn't gilsi. So the Ram says that according to Rashi, just as the same of Shmuel's memory has reference to the apple, amol bayadach. So it means that it has reference to the apple, and in other words, he used, and the same of Shmuel's memory has reference to the case where one used an unrinsed sake, an unwashed sake, an unclean sake, a sake that has droplets of dam adhering to the surface, was used in cutting the cold apple. So the ratio also has reference to the case where an unwashed sake was used in cutting a double miseach, a hot apple. In other words, sake sheshochad bo. So a sake shel shchite, as long as it remains unclean, unrinsed, so also lachta bo miseach. Also lachta bo miseach. Why? Because if you don't wash it first, so then the droplets of dam will be nibla into the apple, and no rinsing of the apple will avail it. If he uses an unrinsed sake in cutting a cold apple, so then there is an eitzah. So the question is whether it's necessary to resort to that device of rinsing the apple, or we can eat the apple just like that. That is, if he uses an unrinsed sake in cutting a cold apple. But to cut a hot apple with an unrinsed sake, that's certainly awesome. And there is no eitzah, because no rinsing of the apple will take out the belie of the dam into the apple. So in other words, so Shmuel's din is not made based upon the principle that the chemis ashchite is magmiya dam into the sake. No, it's not magmiya dam into the sake. So according to the Ram here in Rashi, there is no stira between the Rashi here, Dachuf Yudale, and the Rashi Dachuf Yudches. So then it remains that, so it remains like this, that everybody agrees that chemis ashchite is incapable of being mavliya, the non-sticky substance of that, even Rabach. But Rabach says the chemis ashchite is capable of being mavliya, the sticky substance of Shamunis Prey. And Rabbinah says, no, it's not even capable of being mavliya, the sticky substance of Shamun Estrepo into this very sake, only into the soft piece of shrik. That's why we pass like Rab, but not in this very sake, and we pass like Rabbinah. So that means that Chimri is a shrik, even though we pass like Rab. So that means that Chilvis Hashpiti is sufficient, I'll leave it around to be Mabliya into the Sod Bosor. But I'll leave it around Vachone into the Sod Bosor. It's incapable of being Mabliya Chilvis Hashpiti. But I'll leave it around so it's capable of being Libra into, to be Mabliya into the Sod Bosor. So there is the bag of dam adhering to the surface of the sake. So if you use it, you cover the hot apple, so the middle of the apple becomes all cell. This is the Ranchi. All right, in the Rajvashi. Now let's go back to the Gemara Rachas. Now, let's go over all the pieces and the Gemara Rachas. Hashir Edisaki, Chol Chodim Rava Makir, Chol Rami Vyayim, Boshi Bas Yeimo, Vilavoche, Amai Kiv Rav, Hostam Kivim, Shalim Chodim, Eilim Vyayimo. So he says, Jesus says, the Tavoni says, Hashir Edisaki, Shalim Chodim, is Kivim, his reference to the case where we know that the Saki Shalakum is a Basyeimo. In other words, it was used within the 24 hours prior by the Goyim involving the Reiser, the Roshal Reiser. But, the Lavo Chamai Kevra, Hostam Jenshul Kichovim, Eilam Neyeimo. Eilam Neyeimo. In other words, from Texas, we have 2 days in Simon Kurgin in Lucas Arutz. That's the machlokes between the Rashbo and the Rav. 2 days in Shavuot, in Simon Kurgin. We say that after 24 hours, after Ibarua stayed in the interior of the cave, for 24 hours, so then it becomes cold. How about a spot of grease that adheres to the surface of the kilo, that has adhered to the surface of the kilo for 24 hours. So the Ramshi is, even in regard to Shamunis, that adheres to the surface of the kilo, after 24 hours it becomes Nika. The Rajma says no, only if it existed for 24 hours in latently, in the interior of the kiln, not if it adhered to the surface of the kiln, then it doesn't become cold. So it seems that this Tesis agrees with the sheet of the Rama, not with the sheet of the Raja. So Melele, because Tesis doesn't mention clean saki, not clean saki, because if Tesis had agreed with the sheet of the Raja, so then Tesis should say like this. So if Lahamid behaving that it's papa's clean. He doesn't say that. He says, so how many moshibasimo? Noki not noki. He doesn't mention cases. So it's mashma. The case of shite here is in agreement with the shite of the Ram. The second Roshi is Simen Kubimu. That even in regard to Shamunis that adheres to the same surface of the Kelei, every 24 hours, it becomes pop. It becomes pop. But, and then we have the cloud, Stam Kelei Meyumayimon. Stam Kelei Meyumayimon is in a Meyumayimon. So Meyumayimon writers have said Kelei. What problem is there here? Why? The Chibis Ashrite will be Bilea. The Shamunis of the surin that adheres to the saki, it's poem already. And even if we don't know when was the last time it was used, there is a presumption that some came in on the animal. So he says, Rav is reference to a case where we know that an hour ago or 2 hours ago, David Tichotegoi used it for drawing a surin. Some male, it's also. So Rahman behaving was in Asimo, you have Rahman came with the Rav. Was Tam Kelim Shalim Chovim in the Eimon. Rabbi Arba, Rabbi Shikre, there the Gemara mentioned the case of an arbor that fell into beer. So the Pirit Basim Sanzad Zore, and the Super Guru Gemara, Im Sovarav, Lis Tam Gul Gamuter, Ru Yoser, Viraye, the Stam Kelim Chovim in the Eimon, Mishem Shalim Chovim, the Tnam, the Pirit Jim Ami, the Os, for the Mishnah says, Umifore Shmuel, that's why the Mishnah originally said that it's awesome. Shemesh lo l'tichovim. Because the shemen of the l'tichovim, the l'tichovim prepared, process the shemen in keilim asurim. Some mele, the shemen is beleya, some of the yisya that is in the keilim of the keilim of the l'tichovim. So then the Gemara says that from the Nisui of Bizdine, need all of the Iteru. Why Mishim Lika Sabra is the Tam Rav Gam Muta? The Tam Rav Gam Dikom Arhani Mishim Dein and Meyemo. They lay out that you have Hashem in his Ben. Who they say, Tam Rav Gam Bishemen, Vinkin Kashim Asnis in Yehoso, Dishah Yedvash. Because the same Mishnah that says, we pass in that even the Shemen of Yehoso, because Rabbi Nisiyeh was matter. But the original halacha was that the shemen of Yichovim is also. Why? Because they process the shemen, the goyim process the shemen in contaminated kelim. But then Rabbi Nisiyeh was matter. Why was Rabbi Nisiyeh matter? Because in regard to vis-a-vis shemen, so the dvorim asurim do not give it a pogum in shemen, but only the dvorim asurim that have stayed already in the keilim 24 hours. So that makes it pogum. Mashein kei before it stayed 24 hours, so then it would double ourselves in shemen. It does not give it tampo. So that's why originally the Mishnah said that the Shemin Shal Akum is awesome. But Vashal Akum, so even the original Mishnah said that it's Muta. Why? So the Gemara says, why was the Mishnah distinguished between Shemin Shal Akum and Vashal Akum? Shemin Shal Akum, so originally the Mishnah said that it's awesome. Then the Chachomim were matter. But originally the Mishnah said it's osa. Dvash l'akum, so even originally the Mishnah said that it's muta. So the Gemara says, the Mifosh Mor, why yechushlo? Im Mishim Yeruv and Mishreso, vi Mishim Gilu and Kichob, Mishim Tamru Gam Muta, vi Gam Shem Nasuro, alai Netanya, vi Gam Dvash, afi Usham Yuz Be'er, Mishim Tam Dvash, Liv Gam. Aval Hashemen, ein Ad Gam, Elo Mishim Shein, Edu Yemei. So that's the reason as to why originally the Chachomim Azabeth. Because since originally it was Itam Shubach, and then later on it became Pogo, so Mele originally they need the Chachon Nazareth. And then Rabbi the Messiah with his delay decided that it's Muta, even though originally it had Itam Shubach. Mashiachim would have Idvash, so even originally it had Itam Pogo. Because Idvash, at the very outset gives it Itam Pogo. So even originally the Chachonim said that it's Muta. Aval Hashemen in Avgamo Shehev Yemei, Vein in Foresh Asom Taime, Bikur Chol Chautis, Diyos Yom Mishim Dimifsika Lid Nisakine, Aval Gam Nistam Lid Gam Muta, Agav Kur Pen Dichiltis, Machli, that's the Mokeh of the Aloche, that the Dov Achari is can be Nishadeach, can improve the Tam, can improve the Tam. In Mecham Bal Mashal Yishvach, Vistomayib Nilei Meninu, Lehav Tzorech Lizitam, So it's a riot among these Gemores that some came in on the some in Melee. So in Melee, the question is, why does Rav say Kelei? So Tesis says, when does Rav say Kelei? Only when we know that it's an Ezebeyeno, that they are conduced it within the 24 hours prior. But if it's done, so then there is no necessity for being king. That's the basis. But then, Agav Duchke Nisakine Bola, Harav Reb Yitzchok, Reb Meir Roy Matzlich Mitrkach Lacha Shanok Vachilet Nadeimo, Larzeo Vinikle, Bichol Amikim Mishachot Abisaki, Mishim Dibola Mnachilet Agav Duchke Nisakine, וכן כי משנביא מבוסו מתבוכים ומתחובים, מצליח ליקוי בכל מוקים שיכות אחרי מתחובים, בקופת שלו, או עם מסכינים, ויש נמצאי, so, because of this Gemara, the Takav Duchke Misakim. So Gemara says that the Rav is also named Misashkin Tzim. Still, it requires Kelei, because Agav Duchke Misakim in Bola. So the Ribom Shikin is, but we don't pass for that. The Ribom Shikin is that Duchke Misakim itself, even Mitzayim in Gomo, can be Mavir. Even Mitzayim in Gomo can be Mavir. Now, the Shaila, this is the kind of Shaila that comes up here in Chicago many times. Let's say, a woman bought fish in a store where he sells Domingo, and he uses the same sake. He uses, and the one who sells the fish uses the same sake on the Domingo and on the Domingo. Now the question, so of course it's not a proper thing. It's not a proper thing to buy fish from such a soul. You're not allowed to do it. Because any battle is a chatchile. So even though we don't pass like the Ribon, but the chatchile, you should not buy fish in a store where the fisherman so uses the same sake that has all the shamunis of the dog in play. Because when he uses the same sake cutting the dog in tailing, that's how he cuts. Let's say a pike or a car. So then the shamunis of the dog, the lobster, let's say, is transferred to the pike or to the car, and some maybe, of course it's bottle, but then your bottle is a lechatchila. So lechatchila you shouldn't do it unless you make sure that the fisherman uses a clean sake, or he has a special sake in cutting the dog tail, or you give him a sake with which to cut. Otherwise, the chatchila is not a proper thing. But the question is there, of anybody. So what should be done? So the answer is, all she has to do, if a woman bought fish in such a store, and the sakin that is used on dog plain that has so much of shamunis of dog plain greased with the shamunis of dog plain on it, and that was used in cutting the dog tailing, so what should be done? What does she have to do? In order, because of the water mitzvah chatchila, she has to rinse off every piece of fish that was cut with the same sakin that was greased with the shamunis of the meat. But it's mutar. All she has to do is to make a dog. That's it. But according to the Rebbitzvah Meir, the fish is also. Because Rebbitzvah Meir, she was that when the Gemara says here, Rav is killing, even though Rav is made it with a shriti seme, Rav is made it with a shriti seme, but Agav Tuchin is a kile bola, so it means that even seme gone, completely cold, let's say like fish, so completely cold, but Tuchin is a kile can be mafia even out of seme, even out of seme, but this is the wrong. So Tisa says, ויש נמצא טעם על המיניק של אומן שלא אגל חוקר ודירמה ביש השחית דווקי שריתיח קצס מהם דוח כדי סכינו תדע ודעקינו מסומו ויתר אינם לקבולה ממנחי ומשנה לאים אז קבולה וכחיימה והשתר ויש נבליח כדי סכינה תיק שלה הוכת ותר אינם אגב דרך כדי סכינה קבולה דומוס משני אוכת אלא ודאי אגב תוך כדי סכין אינם לבולה, אלא בסעיף השחית את החיים. ואי לא אומר בחלק לא הבוסו, צונן שחות חמיסת של בוסו, עושו לא איך לביקוסך, די הלפחו ודיצונן פול את הסכין ובול הצון. אבל אם שם דוקטור אי, זה לצרי. So this is how we pass, not like the Ramon. Not like the Ramon. So we pass the that תוך כדי סכין by itself is incapable of being מבריע, even to the gripping. But here the Gemara means that even though this Ashrita is Seinen, so in other words, it's not considered as real Ham, but there is partial heat. Chem is Ashrita, constantly involves partial heat. So, Duchke Nisakine combined with the partial heat of Chem is Ashrita is Mavriya, Kilikrit. But only when Duchke Nisakine is coupled with the Chim is a Shrite, something that is the equivalent of the Chim is a Shrite. But Duchen is a Kim in Zeden Gomo, is not Mabdi at all. That's the way it has. Now, then the next place is Sakin Kreifot Liget Mashma Di Sakin Kshiro Nikula Rodi Bitsin. Now, but behind the dark Liinyen Lishchid Bo Pamachetz the Afal Pidu Nuchlech HaSakin Bidam Harbein Bilab Hoche Yish Dam Harbein Beis HaShchide Midabein Ma'atzmo Voi Bolale Mishim Yitchide Simon In Bifri Dam Avalachte Bo Reseach Afu Yishochet Bo Kshiro Osa ויום המחריקו הבוסו, סאקי שישור הבוסו אך פרסך. Now here there is, we can indict a big chidesh on these cases. Now we'll see, in Simen Yud, you see that there is a machlekes between the Bach and the Taz, the Bach and the Shah, and most neisikeri machilik on the Bach. And then they mention the shame contrary to the Bach. But while most neisikeri Achilik and the Bach, and it seems that most Mishnayim do not agree with the Bach, but from this thesis it's much more like the Bach. There is a machlokes between the Bach and the Shach and the Taz. Now, we say, Sachi Feifor, so we pass for a cabinet, doesn't require a bar. Just say, read Singer Pichol War. What does it mean? Because the Saki shall pray for, so we don't have to worry about me. We don't have to worry about me. Either because Chimis Ashrite is incapable of being Mabriya into the Sturdy Saki, or, as the Rajma says, it is capable of being Mabriya into the Sturdy Saki, but it's incapable of being Mabriya. So once the Saki is clean, we have nothing to worry about. We have nothing to worry about. But we pass by Fabine that between it requires you cannot use the sacrificial paper and the shrite of another behemoth unless you rinse it in cold water in order to remove the behemoth, in order to remove that. Because if you don't rinse it in cold water, so then there is a lot of shamunes adhering to the surface of the sake, and you use it like this. And another behemoth, so then it's nipa, then it's a shkite, then you have to be there. Only the two, we have to understand the two, but the pashtes is not like the two. Right. The question is, there is a machlokes between the Bach on one hand, and the Shach and the Taz on the other hand, in Zilu. What about Isakin Sheol? So it has a lot of dam adhering to the surface. So, are you allowed to shecht another behemoth without rinsing it in cold water? So the Bach says, you have to rinse it in cold water. You have to rinse it in cold water. True, Rashi says, Mishim Kabbalah, Shamim is the 24, Avo Abriyas Dam Lechayish, Shasakim Koshewu, Vindam Nivlet. So the Bach is indicted from Rashi. As a matter of fact, it's not a petty deal. It seems to be quite a good deal. Because Rashi emphasizes, Mishim dikavola shamun is dikreifim, avol adli es dam lechayesh, shahasakim koshim, veidam nivla vei. So Rashi says that the reason is because the sakim is koshim. That's why dam cannot be nivla. Because sakin is sturdy and tough and hard. The implication being something soft could be the way of dam too. So maybe the Bach says, even sakin shall shelo. So, even sakin shall shelo, you cannot use it in another behemoth unless you will stop the blood. Because if you don't rinse off the blood, so the melee, and you use it with all the blood on it, so the melee it will be nivla. So the Bach is a big machmir. The Shah, the Taz, all the Nisikarim, they mention Rishenis from the Rashboi, Mishneras Abayis, from other Rishenim, which tend to indicate that by sacking shall shchito, So there, he doesn't even have to suck in Shokshiro. So he doesn't even have to rinse it in cold water. He can keep on using it in shechting more and more behemoths. In more and more behemoths, because even though he doesn't wash off the blood from the surface of the sacking, so it cannot be nivla in the Adonis Ashrite, because either, so the Rashbo says, in Bais Gimel Shara Gimel, so the Rashbo says that either the tree that literally down will go up, and even if it will be there, but Kibbele Kapelte. So the Melee, the Shach Letase, and they mention, certain rayas from the Shemim, especially from the Rashba, that Sakish of Shemo, so it doesn't require even rinsing in cold water. Now, but the Bach is Chalek, and they are Matche, they stay or die in the Bach Shite. But from this taste phase, it's much more in the Bach. Because here there is a Machlek between Rabach and Rabbin. In regard to sacking trade. So quickly, mashba be sacking shego, we could all the bitsele, by the dakilin shrikbo pamacheres, the apple be. So he says, mashba, so sacking trade for quickly. Chadoma bechami, abache, the chadoma rabbine bitsele, pilkas a bitsele, mashba be sacking shego, we could all the bitsele. So he says, Sakin Shema Mikula on the Bitzel. Beirabache, Beirabine. That all you have to do is to rinse the Bitzel. But the Cholapoch has rinse the Bitzel is required. That's mamish like the Bach. So even though, I mean, they are matre, Bishvei Yodari, only they came in the Bach Shite, and they mention the Shema. But Teisa Shite is like the Bach. And still, no one is Cheshish. No sheikh, I mean the Taz mentions it, the Shach mentions it. I mean, so many Nisikeli mention it. According to the Bach, so every sheikh, when he shechts one behemoth, before he shechts another behemoth, so he has to rinse it in cold water. And no sheikh does it. I mean, so why? Because apparently we're not finished what Eisa Shite. But Eisa Shite is like the Bach. He says so. Mashma, the sacking shego, we could all have the tenen, but tenen is required, according to the Tazim Shach. Nothing with the tenen, nothing is required. Why would that kill me in the shrimp of Kamacheret? We have a big move where Hasaki with Dam Harvey, we have a bochen with Dam Harvey, we have a shrike, we have a maatmo, we have a bole, we show the three simonim with the dam. But after what we say, after we show him the shrimp of Osea, the other people go up also, Sakin Shishochat Bo, Osea, Lachter Bo Viseya. So what does Jesus say? Abo Lachter Bo Viseya, Abo Shochat Bo Ksheiros. So what does he say? That a Lachter Bo Viseya, Abo Shochat Bo Ksheiros. Why? Because it is Bereya. It is the Chivis Ashrike is Mavriya into this dirty Zaki. So on that point, Tesis agrees with the Rashbo. In other words, that even according to Rabine, who says Zaki Shotreifo does not require a bole. Why does it require a bole? Because the Chibis Ashrite is incapable of being madly from the dirty Zaki. But because Haplote requires a higher degree of heat than Avloi, but it is capable of being Mavriya into the service of him. And this is how Jesus explains the Gemara of Sakin Shishochat Bo, also Achim Boliseach. But at the same time, even though Jesus agrees with the Rashbo, that Chemis Ashrite is capable of being Mavriya into the service Akim, still Tesis says that when does Rav require Keli? Only if we know that the Sakim is a Mina Be'eme, is a Be'eme. But Nastam, and when Smashman from Tesis, even if it's not Noki, Nastam will assume it's an Be'eme, and if it's an Be'eme, so then it's not necessary to be Keli, even if it's not done. So according to this says, so if it is in Ben Gedmei, so even if it's not king, it's also. Even if it's not king, it's also. And I mean, so even if it's not king, it's also have to be a chaytir boriseach. It's also have to be a chaytir boriseach. Even if it's not king, to be chaytir boriseach. And if it's a meir yemei, so even if it's not knocking, it's muta, it's muta. This is the issue. This is the issue. Now, yes, what?
Why would the box do is where it talks about a man shepherding two animals with basakas?
What?
There's one case where the Gemara talks about drawing a knife across two behemoths.
Yes.
So when he checks the one on the left, let's say, and he's going to draw that portion of the sockets over the base which keeps on the animal on the right. Yes? So
yes.
Some of the dogs is going to be absorbing the animal on the right.
Yes, sir.
That's
yeah, right. So the task in the shachas gives me a stronger cash. According to the Bach, that even the sockets of Sheol so requires Hadocha Bitzemen. Because if you don't make Hadocha Bitzemen, so then there is Dam, and then Dam is Midwa, so why only is it Oseh? Why is it only Oseh? If you Shech the second Meimei, you could never have a good Shchite, because at the beginning, after all, the Shchite itself takes some time, it's a question of second. So at the beginning of the process of Shchite, at the beginning of the process of Shchita, some blood comes out, and then it is Nivra in the Beis HaShchita. So obviously we have to say, it's not Nivra in the Beis HaShchita, because I would be told with Udam is Loibola. So why does the Bach require rinsing it in cold water before you shech the second day? So that's the kasha that they ask against the Bach. So, I mean, so no Shchita could be shared. No shchita could be shared unless you set up such a system, such a mechanism. You could do it. I mean that as the sakin is drawn over the tzavar abeimo, so there is a sprinkling system, and that washes off the dam. It washes off the dam. I mean, you could do it. I mean, you could do it, but no one does it. So that's the kasha. That's the kasha that the tzavar and the shach has. Against will discuss it. But I just want now to go over. You see, we went over very thoroughly Rashi Shite according to the Rashbos Girsay and according to the Rams Girsay Rashi. But then there is another version in Rashi Shite, the Balamoya. Now turn to the Balamoya. The Balamoya here. There are two balamoyas. One balamoya is here that has, and another balamoya is that kofudala. Hashaykh is sakit for the kofud. Posak bar av kofudim is out, kera, yom akir, vi av o gav gmitsiti yu, it says the sakit vevo, kimonde, omar akir bitzinen, shame hoso, yom yishtam shetek di yisure, elo yitir akshor, av o sakit shor di kofudim, shehu kwa tashlisho, yisoh homo, ביניסה חומו כי רב יום הכיר את לכם אבו מבלי הסדם ביסקים ויחדים שעסקים קושר ואין אדם נקווה ואין נפישו אבל השמון הסי שנבלה אז בי ורק so he mentioned something else in Rashi and both sheets, both shot in Rashi can be understood in Rashi's Lashon. It could be implicit in Rashi's law. Now, how does the Rashi explain Rashi Shite? On one hand, Rashi passed things like Rav, the Chum, the King. On the other hand, the Gemara passed things like Rabine, that he doesn't require any Hagolah Decham. So how does Rashi explain it? So Rashi says, Vigabei. Oh, we got the sack in Vilches at the Utsin. We got the sack in Shalheta, we got the Posak Ilches at the Tere. Do we need something for Yezu? וכושר הוא לבריאה, אלו העובדי לתיכה, אבל דבי סכן בייסורי, שלא בתיכודי, בפרוקת דוריל, לא יפוסק, מפני שהסכן אסור, והבוסו רך לבריאה. So according to the Rashbo, Rashi is saying, the reason is why we can pass like Rav and like Rabin in the same time, there is no steer. Why? Because we pass like Rav because the Bosorach is capable of being Mabli, of being Belea, for the Chilvus Hashvili. Masha'inkin, but we pass like Rabin, the sturdy Saki is incapable of being Belea for the Chilvus Hashvili. This is how the Rashba explains Rashi. What is the Roshni Rashi? Roshni Rashi is the Gavisakin Shal Hefer, who the Posakil Chesel Tehre, the Ritzre B'Gmizu, the Koshe Uri Dreya, El Al Derech Tichet. So how does the Rashba explain Rashi and the same Rashi? Why is it Koshe? Because the Sakin is hard and tough and sturdy. That's why, according to Rabbeinu, it cannot be Dreya. According to Rabach, yes, but according to Rabbeinu now. But Rabbeinu can agree with Rav, that where is the sturdy sakin cannot be bereya for chemis hashvite. A sturdy sakin can only be bereya for real heat of fire, but not through the heat of chemis hashvite. But the soap posa can be bereya through the moderate heat, the slight heat of the chemis hashvite. This is how the Rashba explains. The Balamoya explains it differently. He says, no, this Rashi doesn't mean. Rashi doesn't mean to Nitzra B'Gliyazil because you won't lay up, because the Saki is sturdy and tough and hard. Koshu won't lay up, he means. So he means there is a difference between the Saki Shalim Kehobi. So the Saki Shalim Kehobi, so was used by Yisrael constantly. That's the Roshan of the Ba'aloy. הרב רשוינס, קירה, פוסק הרב רשוינס ועוד קירה, לא מכיר, ואחר כך בהפסקים כזה ניסחתי את קריפה כמנדום אנחנו מציינים, שאלי אוסון, הוא השתמשה בייסורי, אלו רצי רחשוב, אבל סאקי של ניחובי, שהוא כבר תשמישו, בייסר, חומר הוא קירה. So in other words, the Balmoya says that Rashi Shiti is, the machlekes between Rabach and Rabbinim is, Rabache holds that Beis HaShchite Cham Veseach. So maybe it can be Mabliya into the Saki. If it can be Mabliya into the Saki, it can, so Beis HaShchite can be Mabliya from the Saki. That's why it requires a goal. And this is called water is not enough. Mashein came, Rabbeinu says, Chem Beis HaShchite, when it was used only once, not many times. So it cannot be Mabliya into the interior, not even in the klipe of the interior. It cannot be Mabliya. It's Chemis HaShchite can only be impregnated into the surface. It can transfer to the surface of the Chemis HaShchite. It can impregnate it into the surface of the Zaki. But into the interior, be Mabliya into the interior, Chemis HaShchite, that cannot be done. Chemis HaShchite, it cannot be Mavriya into the interior of the Saki. Mashein came, some melee, in the case of the Saki Shalom Kehobi, so that is, has a lot of Bria in it, has an abundance of Yisrael, Bola. Because it was used so many times. The Akon used it so many times. So it has an abundance of Bria. So Mimele, if you shechted the Eber Sheinov, so the Chemis HaShchite is capable. The Chemis HaShchite is capable of being Mafrit. The Chemis HaShchite is capable of being Mafrit. So it is also. To be Mavrit and be Mavriya in the creeper of the Chemis HaShchite. Mashein ki Saki Shal Kreipo, Rabbeinu says, you don't have to be Magalek. If you just rinse it in cold water, so that will dispose of any bien of the shamiris of prinfa that adheres to the surface, so trisati, and then though you don't take a gole, there is no problem with using the tzaki. What are you afraid? Maybe it was belea.
Yeah.
It was belea, the shamiris of prinfa. So just by using it once, the chilis asher tek. If it's a nisya gomo, so even if it's used once, it can be mabriya. But chilis asher tek is not nisya gomo, it's not like the heat of fire, of something that is boiling hot. So it's a partial heat. So the chilis asher tek, when it's used once, cannot be mabriya into the interior of the sake. But then we can deduce a remarkable chiddush from the Ramoya, just the reverse of what the Rashba said. According to the Rashba, so Haflote requires a higher degree of heat than Avloi. Haflote requires a higher degree of heat than Avloi. Because the Rabbine agrees with Rav Nachman of Ashmuel's halacha. He agrees with Rav Nachman of Ashmuel's halacha. Why? Because Sakin Shel Shchito can be delayed even down. Not only the sticky substance of Shamir's Trefo, but even the non-sticky substance of Dam, a Sakin Shel Shchito is delayed. But still, once you rinse it and you wash the door, so you are allowed to use it in Shechti, in the name of Sheol. But why are we afraid? Since the Chilis Ashrite, was able to be Mabriya Adam in Shamuris of Trefo, so maybe the same Chilis Ashrite should be capable of being Mabri, and then be Mabriya in the Beis Ashrite on the second day in May? So he says no, it's capable, Chilis Ashrite is capable of being Mabriya into the Saki, even Dam. But it's not capable of being matri, even Shamanis Trefo. So, according to the Rashba, so Haflote requires a higher degree of heat than Avloi. But according to Mo'amoya, we have to say just the reverse. I mean, it's strange. How could there be a machlokes? It's a question of mitzvahs. But there is no other alternative. Yeah, according to Mo'amoya, Rashi Shita is that there is no conflict between Rabbi's din and Rav's din. We can be mizakesh toram v'tray. In other words, we can accept Rav's din that sakesh olim kechobi, that has a gli of hiser. So of course, it certainly has a gli of hiser. The sakesh olim kechobi certainly has a gli of hiser, because the kechobi used it constantly in real heart. So there is no doubt that the Sakish Lichovim has an abundance of Bliya, an abundance of Bliya of Isa. But when he uses it in Shechti, in the name of Sheo, then the Chid is Ashrite, even though once, is Mabriya into the Beis Ashrite, and we have to be jailed. So why does Rabbina say the tzaki shall pay for if you rinse it in cold water, so you can already use it in shrike? But the rinsing in cold water eliminated the bear. But how about the bria? How about the bria? So he says, no, the chibis ashrite is not capable of being mavriya any Shamunis of Prayer. So what happened? Some Shamunis was transferred to the surface of the Saki. If you rinse it in cold water, so that Shamunis is removed. But how about the Briya that took place as a result of Shachting the Prayer? So he says, since it was used just once, so the Chemis Ashkite is incapable of being Mabriya the shamines of rainfall into the interior of the sacking. So that's why if you rinse the sacking and you remove the PM of the shamines, so you can use it in shachri rain. So the question is more here, if the rain is a shrita, if the rain is a shrita, is incapable of the rain is a shrita of one time, of one stroke, is incapable of being mabriya. So why does sacrificial hobbing answer the behemoth of Sheol? It was used only once, two, it was used many times, the Briya took place many times, but the Aprote just once. So we have to say that according to Amoya, it's just the reverse, that whereas according to the Rashba, so Aprote requires a higher degree of temperature, of heat, then Amoya, the Amoya is just the opposite. But let's start with that. What is it? I mean, the Achilik just in the Mitzies. Let them investigate the Mitzies. Now, if the Rashba says that Aploto requires a greater degree of heat than Ablo, so why should the Bahamoya be Achilik can say just the opposite? It's not Mistaba that there should be such a Machlokes in Mitzies. Sometimes we find the Machlokes in Mitzies, but here it's Nakotze Lakotze. It's Lakotz, Lakotz. So, there is a way of explaining it, that there shouldn't be Machlokes in Mitzies, Lakotz, Lakotz. We can say that according to the Lamoya, so the same degree of heat that is required to be Machlia is also required to be Machlia. So then the question is, so why does how can we be Mizakish Lom in the trade? On one hand, the Paschal like Rab, the Zakish Lom in the hobby, so requires killing. Requires killing. And on the other hand, the Zakish Lom pray for. So if you wash it off, if you wash off the BM, then you can use it for Shkutei. So we can say, not, we don't have to say that there is a Machlokes in Lakotze Lakotze between Hashbo and Ramon. But the same degree of heat that is required for Avloya is required for Avloya. But since the sacrificial Jehovi was Berea many times by being used in Riseach Mamish, sacrificial Jehovi himself, he used it on Hat, Trinke, Hat, Nivele, Hat, Trinke, Hat, everything, David Jehovi. He used it constantly. So the Mele, it was Berea. A maximum of Issa, not a minimum of Issa. Because it was used in a hot state, the Akum used the Saki in the Dover Isaiah many times. So it was the way a maximum of Issa. So true, Chemis Ashrite cannot be Mabriya. Cannot be Mabriya in one time. But in this case, where the sacking was overfed with Mia Sisa, the sacking was coming. So now, when you use it, and the behemoth of Sheol wants, on account of the fact that it's overfed with Mia Sisa, so mainly even the use of one time, Chemis Ashrite can be Machlit. Because it has an abundance, it has an excess of Briya. So this is the Pshat of Ramoya. Not that the Ramoya is Chemin Kinimir of Mitzies Nakotze Lakotze, from one extreme to the other, and the Rashba. But the Ramoya Shite is that the same degree of heat that is required for Avlote is required for Avlote. But in regard to Isakish or Ikehobi, so that was the layer in maximum of Issa. Because the Akum used that Zakim in hot state, in Dovah Asomi many, many times. So it was the layer, an excess, a maximum of the layer of faith, of chilev, of everything. So the main sins, it has such an excess of the Ruah of Issa. So the moment you use it on the name of Sheol, So the Chimis Hashchita Yiv more one time will be capable of being much a little bit of